The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Good morning, Joe Piscopo, on this October 16th, 5 minutes after 9 o'clock in New York, around the country, around the world on AM970TheAnswer.com. Always proud to have you with us, so never take that for granted. With respect, Frankie is here, Frankie Five Boroughs, Morano, Al, and Debbie, and very honored to have a man who served his country so well, one of the brightest military men on the planet, Colonel Douglas McGregor, retired United States Army colonel, a combat veteran, author of 5 books, including Margin of Victory. Colonel McGregor, thank you so much for joining us. A privilege to have you with us always, sir.
Hey, great to be with you.
So now, we saw yesterday that the Russians said they're going to be protecting the Kurds in northern Syria. What does this mean for the United States and the Kurds, Colonel?
Well, let's first talk about what it means for the Russians. The Russians now have an area of perhaps 250 to 300 miles, depending upon how the crow flies, that they have to defend against the Turks. That's wonderful. They've already got a regime in Damascus. It's essentially a litter patient that can barely sustain itself. Now they've got the Kurds that have been waging war on the Turks for 30 years and have now been booted out of their areas from which they've been attacking the Turks. They've got to take care of the Kurds, and they've got the Iranians who are saying that if the Turks press any further, they too will join the war against the Turks. So the Russians are in the middle of this. They have an economy smaller than South Korea's. This is something they can't afford. This is something for which they don't have the forces. They're overstretched. So this is wonderful. Yesterday, Lavrov criticized Erdogan, reinforcing the true tension and anger that exists beneath the surface between the Turks and the Russians. And the Iranian foreign minister made similar comments and said the Iranian forces stand ready. At the same time, the Iranians are still saying, well, this won't interrupt our bridge to Lebanon across Syria that allows us connectivity to Hezbollah. We'll still have this no matter what happens and so forth. In other words, this is exactly what we wanted to happen.
Wow.
That's number one strategically. The bad news is that President Trump is surrounded by really terrible people. I can't emphasize this enough. Pompeo is a neocon.
What?
And this man sounds like the Bush administration. We have to be all over the world, everywhere, doing everything all the time, and spend trillions of dollars to do it, which is not in our interest. And he's saying, oh, we're going to fly over and see Erdogan. Erdogan is not going to talk to these people. The only person that Erdogan will speak to is Trump. And the only thing that Trump ought to say to Mr. Erdogan is, look, can you get this thing over with? We're taking a lot of heat here. How soon is this going to end?
Yeah, you know.
That's the only thing he needs to tell Erdogan.
And I'm a big Mike Pompeo fan, Colonel, I got to say, on the radio, because people listen to you and they listen to our show and I think the fact that he's an Italian, I got to give him a shout out, Colonel. So thank you for that.
I tried to put a vowel on the end of my name earlier this morning. I realized I was walking into an ambush up there. You know, remember, I grew up in Philadelphia.
Yeah, man.
It's not like I don't understand these things. I'm doing the best I can.
You are the best. South Philly, man. Look out now. That's it. Colonel, you know, it's so interesting. It's very true. We're seeing the best scenario we could hope for, given the circumstances, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Right. This is exactly what we wanted to happen. That whole thing is falling apart there. And a friend of mine who is a general in the Israeli Defense Force, he called me the other night, and he said, Douglas, when your enemies are going to kill each other, don't interrupt.
Yeah. Oh.
No kidding.
Wow.
No kidding.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. So now we were at an event last night at the St. Pat's, being the guilt-ridden, church-going, God-fearing Italian Catholic that I am, Colonel, you know?
And at St. Patrick's?
Yeah, well, at St. Patrick's Cathedral. We were there. And
I thought that was an Irish monopoly.
They let the one Italian guy in. They let one guy.
All right, I was the quota.
I was the quota for the night. So we went in, and there was a great priest there who works in Beirut in Lebanon, and he sees the prejudice and against Christians, you know, in the Middle East. And he said all Erdogan wants to do is commit genocide against the Kurds. What do you say to that criticism, sir?
No, he's got, first of all, inside Turkey you have at least 3 million Kurds. There are Kurds in Turkish uniform inside the Turkish army that's moving into northern Syria. So that's absolutely wrong. He's not interested in waging genocide against anyone. The only thing that I would say about Erdogan that everyone needs to understand is this is a Salafist. Erdogan is the leader of the Muslim Brotherhood in the Middle East, and by the way, he controls it here in the United States. He is an absolutely convinced Islamist, and that should speak volumes. I mean, that's his view of the world. The bottom line, though, with Erdogan is that his goals are very transparent. He wants to remove the Kurdish threat to his country. Does he have larger aspirations in the region? I suspect he probably does, because if he didn't, I don't think the Iranians would be terribly upset, and they're very upset. So again, what we're seeing play out is something that we've seen before in Mesopotamia over the last 1,000 years, and that is the struggle between the Turks and the Iranians. And now the Russians have cast their lot, and they're in the middle of this thing, and they can't possibly afford to be there. And Mr. Putin is under tremendous pressure at home, because they've had lots of Russians killed in Syria, and the population doesn't like it.
Yeah, wow. And what about ISIS making a comeback? That's all you keep hearing about now.
That's nonsense. Look, you're always going to have a stray Islamist crazy in that region wandering around. When you pull us out, we Americans, you are robbing the Islamists of a rationale that they need to recruit. We have to drive out the evil infidels. Well, the evil infidels just left. Well, let's see. Who are the other infidels that are still here? Oh, these Russians. Let's turn our attention to the Russians. And I've got news for you. We are very careful, contrary to popular belief, when we go anywhere to fight anybody about collateral damage. We actually worry about it. Our pilots worry about it. If they think they're going to hit what they perceive to be unarmed civilians, they'll refuse to launch the strike. That's not a problem for the Russians. So if the Islamist fighters over there in ISIS, the ones that are still milling around, along with Al-Qaeda and al-Nusra, I mean, we could go down a list of these characters.
Yes, sir, yeah.
If they think they're going to survive for very long with the Russians, they've got another thing coming, because the Russians don't give a damn.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They'll kill everybody.
And what about the calls for sanctions against Turkey? That would make sense, correct?
You know, I think this is a serious mistake. I'm one of these people that thinks these sanctions ultimately harm populations and do nothing to governments. What we should do, as I said when we talked earlier, I think, or yesterday or the day before, we've got to get our troops out of Turkey. This whole NATO alliance is a paper organization of dubious value. Trump has always been right about that. The notion that we should have any troops on the ground in Turkey is ridiculous. We should get them out. We should get the 50 nuclear weapons that we have on the ground inside Turkey out of Turkey. We should stop selling them military equipment that's sensitive. I mean, if we're going to be careful about our intellectual property with the Chinese, we should treat the Turks the same way. And we should stop sharing intelligence with them. Turkey is not an ally. It hasn't been for a long time, but it is on paper. And by the way, you could make that argument about lots of members of NATO. This whole NATO thing is a disaster. It's a waste of money. It needs to be cut loose.
Well, and isn't there somebody after? We've talked about this before, and I've talked to friends like Colonel Jack Jacobs about this rapid deployment strike force that's an international force, Colonel McGregor. So we don't have to, because people are saying now the U.S. has abdicated our place on the world stage, but we're losing lives, young lives. And I understand that. And you've made that point so riveting. And I so appreciate that, even thinking we should just go in and take everybody out. That's my Jersey in me, Colonel, you know, take them all.
No,
out.
I get that.
You know,
I've served with lots of guys from New Jersey. They absolutely enjoy eradicating people. I got it.
That's so true. Think about, I always said, I wanted to say to the president, I'm down in the White House today for the Italians. I want to say, you send two Italian guys from Jersey and a Buick. It'll be over in 2 days. Colonel, come on. You know, I'm just saying. But, you know, is there any way that we could, how about this, that we could mediate that 20-mile, and correct me if I'm wrong, Colonel, because you're the expert, and with respect, sir, but there's that 20 miles that Erdogan wants, like that buffer zone. Can we mediate something like that? Is Vice President Pence able to do something like that today?
No, Erdogan's not going to even talk to him.
Wow.
Why would he? I mean, look, this was an agreement made between Trump and Erdogan. I don't know what was said during the phone call, but if anybody thought that the Turks, who were going in to clean out the Kurdish enemy, were somehow or another going to tiptoe through the tulips, is crazy. And the Turks understand something, and we do too, that if you're going to launch a military operation like this, you want to be very decisive, and that means very brutal, because the more you are, the quicker it ends. And that's the one thing that I would do if I were the president. I would call him and say, look, get this over with. Get it done, and let's move on. Because he never questioned and shouldn't have questioned the national security interests of the Turks. As we've said again and again, the war between the Kurds and the Turks has cost both sides together 55,000 dead. We're not even talking about the thousands of wounded. Wow. Look, we lost 58,000 in Vietnam. And the Turks and the Kurds together have lost 55,000 dead. Erdogan wants an end to that. The only way to do it is to be brutal, be decisive, go in there and clean it out. That's what he's done. Wow. This is not evidence for our weakness. That's all a lot of nonsense dreamed up in the media. And look, the mainstream media is going to turn anything this president does into some sort of great atrocity against mankind.
Yeah, yeah.
Just shut them off.
Yeah.
And the average American in Seattle or St. Louis or Portland, Oregon, it doesn't matter. He's not interested in this, and there is no support for us to be in that country. And the longer we were there, the more likely we were to get a lot of Americans killed. And that would have embroiled us in a conflict we didn't want to be part of.
Yeah. Do you like Colonel McGregor? I saw you with, I think you're armed with Laura, and we appreciate your time, and we'll let you go, sir. But with respect again, Tulsi Gabbard seems to have a handle on this. And, you know, I support the president. We support the president, and we're looking for a 2020 landslide, frankly. And we appreciate the positive things you say about the president's outlook with the United States military. But Tulsi Gabbard seems to have a handle on this pretty well, sir. Do you think so?
You know, I don't know. She's a Democrat. She's a leftist who supports all the things that I oppose domestically. And like most of the Democrats, when it comes to domestic politics, everybody is promised everything for nothing forever.
Yeah, yeah.
I have a lot of trouble with that because you and I know you get what you pay for. I don't care what anybody says.
Yeah.
So that's that. I don't like. And I know that she's attractive and she's charming and she's pleasant and she's right on the foreign policy in terms of we should get out of these places. That's fine. But beyond that, does she have a grasp of anything or know anything? I don't know. Are you looking for a replacement for Mr. Pence?
Yeah. No.
No. I mean, look, that's legitimate because I'm not a fan.
Whoa.
But I don't know where you would go at this point and who you would pick. But I think that's a worthy objective because this president has never had an administration that was fully supportive of him.
Yeah, so true. And Colonel Douglas McGregor, I tell you, thank you for your service. Margin of Victory is the name of the book, by the way, one of five books that this gentleman has written, a U.S. Army colonel, combat veteran, and, you know, all-around tough guy. And, we appreciate you are being pulled every which way, Colonel McGregor, and with great respect, you take the time to join us on the program. We do have a vast audience, thank God, and we are honored to have you on the list that of callers that really, really kind of enlighten us to things that we just plain don't understand. Thank you, Colonel, very much for your service. Thank you for joining us on the program, sir.
Okay, Joe, have a great day.
Yes, sir, bye-bye. Indeed. Colonel Douglas McGregor right there, 18 minutes after 9 o'clock with Joe on the radio, and Debbie's out there. And we have Ronica Cleary joining us coming up momentarily. Ronica, we're going to talk about the debates last night, the debates. And Eileen Fisher, oh, my gosh, you got to put your seatbelt on for Eileen Fisher. Frankie, thank you. He reminds me of Douglas MacArthur.
Oh, yeah, well, I never...
He is a tough guy.
...spoke to Douglas MacArthur,
nor,
but when
nor
it comes
I,
to toughness, absolutely, you're right on the money.
But he is tough, he is succinct, and he does have the answers. And it's nice to hear. And what I got out of that whole conversation with the great Colonel Douglas MacGregor was the president is on the right path. Just like that. And it's very comforting to hear a man of this stature say something like
and
that.
And if people are looking for replacements for Mike Pence, I would humbly submit Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri would be a fine replacement.
Are they looking? Did I hear something? Did I miss something? Are they looking for a replacement?
I think Pence would be much more comfortable with in a Pompeo presidency than in a Trump presidency.
Oh, boy. Here we go. 919, Joe on the radio, and Debbie Duhame's out there on the roads. Good morning, Debbie. How are we doing this morning?
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Frank and Al. Let's go out to the LIE East right at Willis Ave. It's an accident. Wisconsin Highway westbound right at Vets Highway. A collision right at the intersection here getting up through Hop Hog. So prepare for some slowdowns there. We're still seeing delays on the 2 and 5 trains bypassing 225th Street. Hudson Bergen light rail delays on Westside Avenue with equipment issues. Deegan heading northbound right at the Cross Bronx. That's construction about 15 to 20 minutes in over at the Queens Midtown Tunnel RFK Bridge. Busy city bound the Cross County East at Broad Street. Heading into Mount Vernon, accident in the local lanes. And heading over to the Hutch northbound up by Wolf's Lane into Mount Vernon, an accident there as well. We're still seeing slowdowns. Garden State Parkway north at 140A with a collision. The New Jersey Turnpike truck lanes north at 13. It's an accident on the shoulder. Rain later today, high in the upper 60s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Debbie. 921 with Joe. I am so excited to tell you about Connors and Sullivan, you know, about Kelly and Bridget and Rose and Justin and Lisa over there at Connors and Sullivan. Had the best time with Mike and Beth yesterday. These are our personal friends. I'm so proud to know them. And again, you could listen to Ask the Lawyer here on AM 970, The Answer on WMCA as well. But yesterday we were there. We just had a great time at St. Pat's, and it was just a monumental, moving night. And I told you about the albums. I told you about Padre Pio, about Father Paul. And now you have these great people in Beth and Mike Connor, right? Beautiful, beautiful citizens of the great state of New York. Now, if you got a problem with your state, right, with your healthcare proxy, with a power of attorney, you know what to do? This man has all the answers. And we were laughing yesterday because I said, Mike, I do plain speak when I read your commercials because I'm the guy that's afraid all the money that I try to make to support all my kids is going to end up with a mameluke that an ex is going to marry. And when I told Mike that, he goes, got it. No problem. We'll fix it. So none of the money could go. You know, really, am I right or wrong? You work so hard. Someone joins the family. Oh, and now they're part of the family. Hey, I wonder what's in it for me. Mike can protect your financial legacy like nobody else. Knows it better than anybody else. He's been doing it for 30 years. Plus, when you go to Connors and Sullivan and you get to meet the great Beth and you get to meet Bridget and Kelly and the great team over there and Lisa, who will answer the phone at 718-238-6500, you get a free initial consultation, please, with one of the attorneys at Connors and Sullivan. 718-238-6500. 718-238-6500. Brooklyn, Manhattan, Queens, Staten Island, Connors and Sullivan. 718-238-6500.
I'm Dr. Bob Arnott, and I treat pain with Salonpas. Before you take anything for back or joint pain, I recommend applying topical pain relievers first, like Salonpas lidocaine patch. Salonpas lidocaine contains the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription. It blocks pain receptors, providing effective, long-lasting, and non-addictive relief. Also available in roll-on or cream. Look for the silver Salonpas box in the pain relief aisle. Salonpas, it's good medicine.
Eric Metaxas clarifies what religious freedom is all about.
So this applies to atheists, to Muslims, to Buddhists, to Jews, to any kind of Christian. I want to be really clear on this program. This is not about for fighting for Christian rights or white evangelical rights. God forbid. That's not what the Constitution guarantees. The Constitution guarantees free liberty for all with regard to religious expression.
The Eric Metaxas Show. Weeknights on AM 970. The Answer.
Eye on Real Estate, New York's longest-running show on real estate, answers everyone's questions, even if you live in California.
Are you calling from L.A.?
Yes, I am.
Dottie Herman, CEO and president of Douglas Elliman Real Estate, and her expert team will help you through the ins and outs of property ownership.
We have great listeners, a great audience, and a great team of professionals.
Call with your questions, 866-970-9622, every Saturday morning starting at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, if you're in the market for a top-notch commercial real estate firm, look no further than JRT Realty Group and Jody Police. Jody Police is the founder and CEO of JRT Realty Group, the nation's largest certified women-owned, fully serviced commercial real estate services firm. Had a great talk with Jody on Monday at the Columbus Citizens Foundation. What a great gal. I mean, totally embraced. Staten Island, Frankie, five boroughs. She comes out of Staten Island.
Of course she
does. She wants to get out of that age-old boys club in the real estate industry, right? And if you're a woman, you're a minority, this is the gal that is standing up for you, Jody Police, right there. And she's going to get this Real Estate Board of New York's Lifetime Achievement Award in January. This is huge. It's a huge honor in the real estate industry. She understands the fight of women, the fight for minorities. She went out. This is the Realty Group you want to call, because you know what? She has – when we were chatting – if you remember, she knew every section of New York, Long Island City. She talked about studios, like television studios, production studios, commercial buildings. She's got such a handle on the real estate in New York. We invite you to check out JRT Realty Group. There's a mission there, but they know exactly what they're doing, and you could rest assured that your business is in highly professional hands when you reach out to JRT Realty, all right? Here, you can go to online, you can go jrtrealty.com, but here's the number, please, for Jody, 212-445-1200. Give a call. Just say, look, I heard you on Piscopo. What could you do for me, Jody? 212-445-1200, or visit, please, jrtrealty.com.
Watch the Joe Piscopo live stream Tuesday mornings 6 to 10. Available on Facebook, YouTube, and AM970TheAnswer.com.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Ronica Cleary, president of Cleary Strategies, former White House correspondent. I know Ronica from the Jersey days. Ronica, always great to have you on the show. How you doing?
Hey, Joe. How are you?
We are so good. We're locked. We're loaded. It's crazy, crazy, crazy time. But you're all over the place, girl. Congratulations on all your successes. I remember.
Thank you.
I said this once on the air. I so appreciate it when you came out to my kid's school. And there was the New Jersey Hall of Fame mobile van. Remember? My buddy Steve Edwards came out. And you were there. We did the interview. And that was so much fun. Hey, so did you watch the debates last night? Did you get locked into this thing? Oh, my gosh.
That's what I do. I do it for you, Joe.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Don't have to.
I know, but you know what? I caught up. I did the Cliff Notes version, and I can't believe what I saw. I mean, Bernie looked healthy, and there was a moment of humility when he said, it's great to be here. Great to be here. Thank you very much. And I mean, if AOC indeed is supporting and the squad supports Bernie, isn't that the end of Bernie Sanders on the political stage?
Oh, that's funny. That's a great way to interpret it. I'll tell you one thing, though. I know who's upset about it. You may say it's the end for him, but I'm sure Elizabeth Warren wanted those endorsements.
Really?
You know, it's probably the end maybe for some people, but the people who will be turned off by an endorsement from the squad probably don't like Bernie Sanders to begin with. And I think he went after that to show, you know, they're young, they are vivacious, however you feel about them.
But they're just so left. And when Bernie said, and this were, you know what, Bernie used to come on the show, Ronica. He came on a couple times, you know, three times.
He should come on the show.
I know, and we chatted, but then he starts with the president's a pathological liar. He's a pathological liar. And he started doing all the left stuff. And then when he said this, I stand with Ilhan Omar, then he totally lost me. Bernie Sanders did. Totally lost me. And now he actually says, do we have a clip? Can we say, hear this Bernie Sanders clip, Frankie, about taxes? What did he say, if I may, Ronica?
At the end of the day, the overwhelming majority of people will save money on their health care bills. But I do think it is appropriate to acknowledge that taxes will go up. They're going to go up significantly for the wealthy.
for the wealthy. That was not Larry David. That was actually Bernie Sanders, ironica. So how...
You did a pretty good impression, too, Joe.
I know. Right? Hey, but Ronica, can we afford this whole health situation that Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders are talking about?
I don't know. Another report just came out sort of confirming previous reports. I think it said... $32 trillion over 10 years.
Whoa.
For the Medicare for All. And, you know, the interesting thing about last night's debate, though, is that Elizabeth Warren really didn't want to admit that about the taxes.
Yeah.
But you had this fight between Amy Klobuchar and Bernie Sanders sort of saying, come on, let's at least tell the people the truth. And Bernie justifies the taxes going up, saying, you know, you won't have any deductibles, you won't have any costs. I mean, that's his sales pitch on it. But there was a lot of ganging up on Elizabeth Warren last night, since she has the momentum right now in this race. We saw in previous debates they all ganged up on Joe Biden.
Yeah.
And now everyone's attention's on the new shiny object, which is Elizabeth Warren. So now it's let's beat up on her and sort of leave Joe Biden alone. And it's just funny to watch the dynamic change from debate to debate based on whoever they think is the biggest problem.
It's so true.
In the room.
And Ronica, let's listen. Frankie has an audio of Elizabeth Warren, what she says about costs regarding middle-class families. Frankie.
My view on this and what I have committed to is costs will go down for hardworking middle-class families.
Now, really? I mean, can you imagine what the taxes are going to be? You're absolutely right. Don't you feel your professional view, Ronica Cleary? She totally skirted that issue about taxes, dramatic tax raises for the health care plan that she's talking about.
She did. She's making promises that she cannot keep.
Yeah.
I mean, she won't keep those promises. And I think that most of the voters have the sensibility to know that these promises that they are making, maybe the voters will go to the polls because they want that. But I think people have the sense to know that Medicare for All, throwing all of these people off their private health insurance, I mean, not only the mayhem all of this will create, people have the sense to know it costs money. And I think that's what the other contenders were hoping for by saying, look, I'm going to tell you the truth. But you also have to say that, do people like a truth teller in a race,
yeah,
right? People want the candidate that's going to make them feel good and make these promises. But I think we live in a time where people have some sensibility to know, hey, these are promises you can't keep, Elizabeth Warren. And that's what those other candidates last night were banking on, because they were giving the viewers a dose of reality, saying, no,
yeah,
if you want this, it's
yeah,
going to cost money. And I'm going to be the one that tells you the truth about it. And we'll see how well that lands.
Yeah, and what's with leaving off Joe Biden? Dude, I wonder if they all gather together, Ronica, if they just go, don't ask about Hunter. Let's leave it alone. I mean, it's so glaring. If it's not illegal, it was so inappropriate. And then Hunter Biden, how did they time that? By the way, let me ask you this on a media question, because you'll know.
Okay.
The interview that ABC did, and did Hunter know that it was going to be on, like, the night of the debates? I mean, did he plan that? I mean, it really
well,
worked.
Well, they're trying to compete, but I would think he would have the sense to ask and say, when is this going to air? But these are things people don't think of. And, you know, I've been on both sides of the media experience, right? And I know the games and the tricks that producers will pull. And they will make promises that they don't intend to keep.
Yeah.
Arguably, just like politicians on the other side. I mean, maybe they're not, they all hate each other. Maybe they're not that different from each other.
Yeah.
So we don't know what ABC promised Hunter. I'm not suggesting that they lied, but I'm just saying it is not beyond the realm of possibility that it was said it might air this one date, and then, we couldn't help it. Other news took over, and we had to move it to another day. I mean, these are the things that they do for ratings.
Amazing.
And that's what, you know, Tulsi Gabbard, I think you're a fan of hers, I think, but she almost threatened to leave the debate because she was so frustrated by the fact that it's a show. It's not a debate. And she isn't wrong.
Yeah.
You know, I think she was pulling a little stunt to try to get some publicity, which I understand, because her campaign isn't doing that well. But her points were were true. She's not wrong.
You know, just to stay on Tulsi for a second, I don't know if a fan is more as the credibility factor. And I say it quietly because I'm a fan of the president. I'm a fan of this president, and I think it's...
Oh, sorry if I threw you under the bus there.
No. Yeah, it's a valid point because she's... I said this. I think Tulsi Gabbard is their secret weapon, and they don't even know it. And she's right. They're trying to take her down. After she went after Kamala Harris, why they are with Kamala, I can't figure that one out. There's no credibility. And Kamala Harris, I'm sorry, Tulsi Gabbard's the secret weapon, and I'm glad they're not seeing it, because that's the only person on that stage last night, in my humble opinion, that could give President Trump a run for his money. But in the meantime, I think it's dire. It's that we vote, and this is the way I feel, Ronica, is that we need the president at this time. He's the right man for this time, because you got to just rip it up with the deep state problems, with all that's going on, with holding on to the economy. If any one of these people get in, and I don't know that Tulsi could even handle the economy. Me, frankly, but no, I'm a Donald Trump supporter. I'll be down there at the White House today. But goodness gracious, Tulsi will give them a run for the money. But and I'm glad the Democrats just don't see it. They just don't see it, and they're going to go extreme left, progressive, and probably if Biden gets bumped out because of this Ukrainian thing, you think it's Elizabeth Warren, correct?
I think so. But your point about Tulsi, I also think the same is true for Joe Biden. And the Democrats, they're cutting their nose to spite their face because they've created this, impeachment inquiry. And in doing that, all of this is coming out about Joe and Hunter.
Yeah.
And I think that Joe was a candidate who could have given the president a run for his money. And now this is going to hurt him enough that he could lose the nomination for it.
Yeah.
And Elizabeth Warren does not, I don't think she stands a chance against the president.
Yeah, you're right.
So,
no way.
I mean, that's fine with me.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It's really funny to see how, they are not thinking the long game. If they really think that their party is what's best for the country, they don't. They're so wrapped up in their Trump derangement syndrome that they can't get out of their own way.
You hit it right there. That's a great way to capsulize the whole conversation. Ronica, right on the money. They don't care about the country. I'm not seeing it. Hey, Ronica, all the best. And hopefully I'll see you out there. And thanks for always joining us. I appreciate
Absolutely.
The expertise always. Okay, talk to you soon, my dear. Ronica Cleary. Can I say my dear to a reporter, a nice reporter like that? My dear. You're not supposed to do it. My dear. My dear. I find myself saying to women, sweetheart, hey, because I'm old. And I go, oh, thank you, sweetheart. And I go, oh, I can't say that. Can I say my dear? What's the other
one?
You're
not old. You look great.
Or, thanks. What I don't say is doll. Doll, I don't go there. Doll, thank you, doll. Yeah, look at me. You got to walk around a minefield nowadays,
It's crazy.
Thank you, sweetheart. I that will come out like that. Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you, girl. Nothing?
Eileen Fisher's here. You can call her whatever you want. Trust me. She's not easily offended. She's not filing any HR complaints.
Oh, man, you're not good. Eileen Fisher live. Oh, you don't want to miss this. 9:36, Joe the Radio. Big Al standing by with the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
58 degrees at 9:37. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The list of nominees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame are out. There are 16 acts up for the honor in the class of 2020. They include Pat Benatar, Dave Matthews Band, the Doobie Brothers, Whitney Houston, Judas Priest, Kraftwerk, MC5, Motorhead, Nine Inch Nails, Notorious B.I.G., Rufus featuring Chaka Khan, Todd Rundgren, Soundgarden, T-Rex, and Thin Lizzy. Fans also have a vote. The top five chosen by the public will count as one ballot in the final voting. The 2020 induction ceremony takes place in Cleveland on May 2nd. And a new study suggests men smoking marijuana at least once a week are twice as likely to see their partner's pregnancy result in a miscarriage. According to the Boston University School of Public Health, miscarriages related to frequent male pot use tended to occur within 8 weeks of conception. Data was gathered for more than 1,400 couples in the U.S. and Canada. About 8% of the men say they used pot at least once a week. The Boston University researchers said nearly 19% of couples who conceived reported a miscarriage. In sports, Luis Severino outdueled by Gerrit Cole as the Yankees lost ALCS Game 3 4-1 to the Astros in the Bronx. Jose Altuve, Josh Reddick both homered for Houston. They lead the series 2-1. Gleyber Torres homered for the Bombers' lone run. Game 4 scheduled for tonight, weather permitting. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. The New Jersey Turnpike northbound truck lanes by exit 12. It's an accident being cleared. The Garden State Parkway south at 137. A crash blocking two lanes over there. We're still seeing some slowdowns this morning as you take a ride over to the inbound side of the Holland Tunnel. Still pretty busy from 1 and 9, about 30 minutes in there, and about 20 minutes in from the Turnpike. Lincoln 20, GWB down to a 10-minute delay. Watch for some stop-and-go traffic on 287 South, getting down past Parsippany with an accident there. Cross Bronx East at the Deegan, accident off on the shoulder. Queens Midtown Tunnel, 15 to 20 minutes getting into town. It's still kind of busy for you this morning as you take a ride to the LIE eastbound right at Willis Avenue with a collision being cleared. Sunrise Highway eastbound by Wading River Road, getting out toward Manorville. It's an accident, and we're still seeing delays on the 2 and 5 trains. Cross County East and Mount Vernon, accident cleared. Rain later today, high in the upper 60s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Ace Hardware. It's Ace's 95th birthday, and they're throwing a party. Head to your local Ace this Saturday from 11 to 2 for cake, grilling demos, and deals with big savings. Don't miss the party this Saturday from 11 to 2, only at Ace, the helpful place. See participating stores for details.
I like that. I'm like an Ace guy. I go to Ace Hardware. I got my Ace card. I'm like an Ace guy. Hey, 939 with Joe on the radio. I want to tell you about Rhino Shield. It is time to coat your home or business with Rhino Shield. Whether you're a homeowner or have a commercial property, please, this process has unique benefits to you that paint just won't stand up to. It's a waterproof shield. Because people always say, my cousin Paulie was saying, my nephew Brett, Joe, what's the Rhino Shield thing? It goes over cedar, vinyl, aluminum, stucco, concrete block, whatever coating you presently have. The Rhino Shield ceramic coating system keeps moisture from penetrating your masonry walls. Keeps the inside of your home dry and mold-free. You know what I love about Rhino Shield? It gives you a 25-year guarantee against cracking, chipping, peeling, and fading. I need that guarantee for myself. Cracking, chipping, peeling, and fading. But you know what? 25 years, you can stop throwing your money away on a paint job. Every 5 years, I was doing patch-up work on my house. Every year. Mikey, could you paint that? Could you paint that? Now I have a 25-year guarantee. The home looks brand spanking new. We pick the color. Susan will walk you through every step. If you go to the website, you can set up a free estimate with Susan at Rhino Shield. RhinoShieldOfNY.com. RhinoShieldOfNY.com. Your house or your business will look like you just had a new paint job, and it lasts a lifetime. Please call Susan today, 877-744-6608. 877-744-6608. Rhino Shield is a proud Gold Shield member. Rhino Shield. It's not paint.
Welcome back to Amazon Prime One-Day Delivery Trivia. Now to the next question. Susan and Tom just ordered a party-sized bag of candy, a piñata, and a karaoke machine for their kids' 8th birthday party, all using Amazon Prime One-Day Delivery. Assuming there are 10 rambunctious kids at the party, what else will she need to order in one day? Adam.
Aspirin?
Correct. Introducing one-day delivery from Amazon Prime. Order from millions of items. Tranquility delivered.
Want more? AM 970 The Answer? Go to am970theanswer.com to listen live. Tune in to podcasts from the shows you missed anytime you want. Learn more about our advertisers. Join the AM 970 fan club and sign up for events. am970theanswer.com.
Save big every week at Modell's. Visit your local store for special unadvertised deals. Shop all kinds of styles from brands you love like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, Champion, Unipro, and much more. Are you an athlete and gearing up for the season? We've got you covered for every sport, whether it's your first time playing or you're a seasoned veteran. Modell's is the place to go. But wait, what about professional sports? Don't worry, we've got that too. Whether you're the casual or diehard sports fan, we've got jerseys, tees, hats, and much more. You gotta go to Mo's.
Gotta go to Mo's, man. 942 with Joe Piscopo's on the radios. You have helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. You heard me tell you that. It's so true. Mike Lindell believes that heart and soul. He's the inventor and CEO of MyPillow. He wants to give back to you listening. He's got these incredible discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, you have to click on the radio listeners specials, right? You get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, Mike is offering a buy one, get one free offer today. Do you hear what I'm telling you? Buy one, get one free. Look, and also you get a 60-day money-back guarantee. You lose nothing here. 10-year warranty, and you can pick up Mike's new book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO, an amazing, inspirational story. You'll get $10 off on the book with the promo code AM970, and then free shipping on your entire order, which is that buy one, get one free offer. Please check out MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener specials for the buy one, get one free offer from MyPillow. You can call as well, 800-651-0798, 800-651-0798. Go to MyPillow.com as well. Please remember the promo code AM970.
Got something to say? Call into the Joe Piscopo Show right now, 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999.
A ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Oh, baby. Baby, welcome back to the show, baby. I always want to do Barry White, Eileen.
Every time I'm here, he does Barry
White. Nice to have you here, baby.
Welcome
back to the program, Eileen Fisher.
Barry.
Heart match me on AM 970.
That's right.
So now, you know, you look great.
See, no.
Yeah,
I
you look great.
Is
that okay?
When I walked in,
I said you look great.
No, there was more.
You said save it. I said you look spectacular. You said save it for the air.
And then he put a piece of gum in his mouth.
I did. Oh, you know, always worried.
Either that or a cough drop.
A cough drop, something like that.
And I'm drinking coffee. So whose breath is it? It's
yeah, mine. You look good now. And forgive me. I have to be very, very honest. So please forgive me. If you get a little sensitive about. Eileen can say anything and will say anything. So please, we give you this. There's a warning. Can we put a warning, Frankie, before we
disclaimer,
go on?
Yeah.
Disclaimer, something like that. So can I talk about your personal life for a second? Are we allowed to do that or should I just stay away from that?
How much?
That right there is a red flag. I better not say anything. I'm just saying great.
Really?
And when people, and correct me if I'm wrong, once you go through.
Right.
If you're in a relationship.
Right.
You know, you're one way, and then when you leave the relationship, right. All of a sudden, you look really better when you leave the relationship. Is that true? I know when I left, I said, "Whoa, I got myself in shape." After I got my wife left me, I got in better shape.
Wait. Therapy from this because
just
now
stop.
I'm saying, can you boys say something? How did I look before this?
Beautiful. Beautiful view, but even more stunning. Al, am I right? Help me out here, but
you look great.
Fantastic.
You look terrific.
Fantastic, dude.
Fantastic.
So is that true, though, when you kind of, when you maybe get out of a situation that you're in, just speaking, generally speaking, you kind of feel like you have to go out with somebody better looking, better, smarter, younger, and then you have to get yourself in better shape. That's an insecurity, though, isn't it? Something?
Well, you know, the truth is, that was funny. I was listening to Howard Stern on a radio station, and Beth came on and said, "How I'm so insecure, and every day Howard tells me how beautiful I am. I'm so insecure, so I need to come here every day so you guys can say it." Okay? So just
it's
so you know, when a man says, like, hits on me or says something, it goes, I don't even hear it. My friends are like,
"Really?
I mean, you walk in a room and you change it, and I don't even feel it."
Wow, you know, so it's nice to be complimented. I think, you know what, you're right. I like to hear that, too. Oh,
Joe.
I need it.
I'm going to teach you something.
Okay.
First of all,
okay.
Anybody can say you're beautiful. Anybody could say that you are, that I love you. And it kills me because words don't matter. Is love enough? Is saying I'm beautiful enough? It has to be actions.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Not even money. There's romance.
Yeah.
You know, there's romance,
I'm
too.
So bad at that these days. I'm so bad.
You're giving up, huh?
Yeah, well, romance-wise. It's like, you know, and again, not to get, again, we put the disclaimer in, but, and by the way, we want you to listen to Eileen. But you got to put your seatbelt on when you're listening to Eileen. Anything can happen. Heart match me on AM 970 Answer. It's Sunday nights at 5 p.m. But with me, I don't know. I just, the hug. I can't anymore. I've given my life blood to relationships. I think I'm done. I think everybody says, you'll know when the person is there.
But you're missing something.
I am.
You don't have to only be about the romance. You have to be about the holding hands. You have to be about, you know.
Yeah, I can do that.
For me, it's the most important thing I stress. Sex is sex. Anybody can go out and get it and get that one fill that I tell everyone.
They can?
Yes.
Okay, we'll stop right there.
Okay, exactly. But no, but it's the feeling, Joe, hold my hand.
Yeah, you do. You're a hand holder. I see that.
Because it's the connection. But to me, holding hands with the right person fulfills everything. Yeah. And that's what you want, because it's also about walking down the street and being like, ah, or being in bed and cuddling with that person and saying, just cuddling, not the sex.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I watch myself, everybody. But
thank
it's
you.
About,
thank
it's
you.
About...
You almost gave Phil Guarneri, my Empire State guy, a heart attack. He's so buttoned up and straight-laced. He went, oh, he came out, we had a cold sweat after he talked to you. I don't know what you talked about.
Let me tell you, it's about lying in bed and being cuddling with that person, but feeling like you're finally comfortable with who you're with.
I'm not playing footsies.
I bumped your boob by mistake. By the way, everyone, Joe is playing footsies
not,
with me.
My big dorky feet got in the
how
way.
How does it feel? How does it
my
feel?
Suede shoes. Come on now.
By the way, Joe still hasn't sang for me. He sings like at the parade. He sings like at events. Why doesn't he sing and try to charm me?
Oh,
tell me.
Please. Everybody has. Go do sing. So, you know what, too? Don't you lean on somebody? Some people, when I was younger, I always would have to have a... Kimberly by my side, or always 24/7, and it was such an insecurity. My mom said it, because being the most astute woman I know, my mom, I love my mom. She goes, I would always have somebody there. I'm just the opposite now. I like walking into a room by myself. I'm more vulnerable. Maybe it's an attention thing. Maybe it's just like a focus thing. But I find people react to me better when I'm not with someone else that I always lean on.
Well, you know why? You're not going to like this answer. You've made all bad choices.
Yeah.
And when you make a good choice, you walk into a room. I tell everyone, I want to walk in a room with someone and say, wow, they're a great couple. Or I want to walk into like a city MD or like a, I don't know why I said that, but I want to walk into like a restaurant and be like the couple people say, you changed my mood, but you've made bad choices.
Yeah.
So you're actually saying to yourself, I'm comfortable with myself now.
Yeah.
But Joe, because you weren't ever comfortable with those people.
Yeah, that's interesting, huh?
Yeah, and the problem, you know what I don't like about you?
What happened?
You're giving up, man.
Yeah, well, I'm loving life. I just don't, like, people want to, they want to marry me. They want to meet me. They want to go, I can't. I just.
Do you want to date me? Because I don't want to get married.
I said, and dating too. Help me out here. I know we got to go. I can't, if I say, let's go to dinner. We'll go to dinner and we'll sit and we'll talk. You know what's going through my mind the whole dinner? Oh, I should be with my kids. I promised Charlie I'd pick her up. I should spend this day, this valuable time I should give to my children if I'm going to give it to anybody. And when my children decide to leave and move on, like Al, you and I always talk about when you're a teenager and they move on, they move on. But I feel like I'm not being a good father if I take time for myself.
Now, that's guilt. You need therapy. For some reason, that's guilt. And you know what, Al?
Is that what this radio show is?
Is what this is?
We all need therapy. But no, the point is, before we go off, is that, Al, I say it too, when you guys talk about your relationships, and Frank just got married, and
it's true.
I keep on looking
still
at
married.
His ring.
I'm
serious.
He's still there. He's still there. It's all right.
I tell you guys, it's about we all grow. We all change.
We all
evolve. Yeah. But when you find that person, it could just happen. You know, Joe just totally I fudged me. I don't use that bad F word anymore. Fudged.
He comforts himself with French toast and maple syrup every day. It works.
What the problem is? Being starting out as an impressionist, more or less, in the business, I look at somebody. I will look at somebody. I'll look at somebody, and people say, what are you staring at? I go, I just observe people, the nuances of
what
people.
I've seen the way you've stared at Al. It's not how you stare at me. I'm serious.
Al looks great. Al is thin. He looks great. And he is.
Al is healthy and happy.
He is. He's healthy and happy.
But
so please.
Seriously, before you guys throw me off air, because, whatever. Honestly, we all evolve and change, and you find someone in your life who you want to grow old with, who you say, I don't walk into a room. And you tell the person, but you go with them and you support them, and you both are in that mood. Joe.
Stay tuned.
Don't waste life, man.
It's an ongoing.
If people are looking for a matchmaker, how can they find you?
Eileen at Elite Connections. Thanks, Frank.
Yeah. But somebody's in charge. Thank God. But heart match me on AM 970, The Answer, Sunday nights at 5 p.m. You know what? It's a riot. It's great. You have a glass of wine and listen to Eileen. It's a lot of fun. Eileen Fisher, we love you, girl.
Love you, Joe.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, boys.
Thank you so much. You're such a sweet kid. I'm a kid. What am I going to tell you? 952. Speaking of sweet, wonderful people, Debbie Duhaime doing a great job all morning on the roads on AM 970. The Answer. Thank you, Debbie.
Thanks, Joe. And hi, Eileen. Let's go right over to the Garden State Parkway. The Garden State Parkway south at 137, accident now on the shoulder. 287 south, exit 47 into Montville. It's an accident. Some police department activity on the LIE West right at Vets Highway. It's over in the HOV lane. And volume on the Cross Bronx East out by the Deegan with an accident on the shoulder. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. You heard me talking about the Dining Out Dialogues with Kevin McCullough. As presented by Dining Out Magazine, AM 970, The Answer, and AM 570, The Mission, they're a series of live remote broadcasts from 3 to 5 p.m. on location with top chefs, celebrity co-hosts, and special guests. The next stop is Ventanas at the Modern in Fort Lee, New Jersey on October 18th with Chef David Burke. Kevin will be on location with special guest co-host Lisa Patman from Good Morning America at Ventana's Restaurant, 200 Park Avenue in Fort Lee. Hors d'oeuvres will be served after the free broadcast from 5 to 6 p.m. RSVP is required for the dinner and wine event from 6 to 9 p.m. Cost is $95 per person. Chef's table with limited seating is available at $150 per person, so be sure to RSVP to Ventana's at 201-583-4777. And from 9 to 10:30 p.m., there will be Scotch and cigars under the stars. Look out, Frank Morano. Hope you'll be there on October 18th for the Dining Out Dialogues at Ventana's Restaurant.
For your tickets, go to VentanasTheModern.com. That's VentanasTheModern.com.
Hi there, I'm Valerie Smaldone. I have a show that gives you a break from politics because it's something completely different. It's a show like no other in New York, a show about theater and food, nightlife, and the city. It's called Bagels and Broadway, and it airs every Saturday morning from 9 to 10. Conversations with celebrities and producers, chefs and food innovators, and the fascinating people behind the scenes. You can listen on the radio, online, Alexa, and podcast. Bagels and Broadway with Valerie Smaldone, Saturday mornings at 9.
Buy one, get one free offer today for MyPillows at MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Order now. Use promo code AM970.
Here's your AM970 weather answer forecast.
A flash flood watch is in effect for this afternoon and tonight for Passaic, Hudson, Bergen, Essex, and Union counties. Increasing clouds this morning, then rain arrives during the midday hours. Increasing winds this afternoon with rain heavy at times through early tonight. Watch for flooding on streets and in poor drainage areas. There can even be a few rumbles of thunder. Our high 68. Mostly cloudy and very windy late tonight. Winds gusting to 40 miles per hour, the low 51. Very windy and chilly tomorrow with clouds and breaks of sun. Winds gusting to 45 miles per hour at times, the high temperature 59. Still windy and cool Friday with clouds and sun, high 60. AM 970, The Answer.
Lost complete track. Okay, complete track. Balance of nature. Oh, it's time for my balance of nature. Balance of nature. I take my fruits, and then I take my fruits again, and I'll do vegetables and vegetables, and we want you to go on the Balance of Nature journey. A daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Why I tell you and suggest to you that you start the Balance of Nature journey is because you get vital nutrients from 100%, yes, 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. That is a fact. That's what Balance of Nature is. Fruits and vegetables in capsule form. It's as simple as that. No synthetics, no fillers. You're not going to take a vitamin. It doesn't have that terrible smell of a vitamin. You know, you're not going to take something. Dr. Douglas Howard has researched this his whole life, and it has consummated in the best supplement that you will take called Balance of Nature. And now we have this deal for you because we love you and we want you to feel better as well, like we do in the morning team here. Balance of Nature is now offering a 35% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. The offer is going to end soon, so please don't wait to start Dr. Howard's Health Challenge. 800-2468-751. 800-2468-751. Or go please to balanceofnature.com. Remember, please, to use the discount code The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
What a show. Frankie Five Boroughs, thank you so much. I'm getting out of here. I'm going to hit the road, try to make the train station. Hopefully, I'll make Penn Station. When am I going to make it? Oh, we hope. We hope we'll make it.
I mean, you should make it.
Well, the event's tonight, so I'll have time, but you like to go a little. I'm excited. I'm going to be with Joey
And President Trump is celebrating the Italian-American community.
Awesome.
He's paying respects to the president of Italy. And you know what? Thank you, Mr. President. I appreciate that because we never get any respect as Italian-Americans. I always say that. And here the president of the United States is celebrating with Andrew Giuliani, put this whole thing together, did a great job at the White House. So I'm going to be one of many. I'm going to be just a fly in the wall. Joe Borelli will be there. Arthur Idala will be there. Our buddies will be there. My son Joey will be there. And we're going to just pay respect to the Italian-American community in Washington, D.C. at the White House. And then I'll talk to you from Washington tomorrow, guys.
Great.
That is good.
Excellent.
So, Frankie, thanks for a great show. That was a great,
thank
great
you,
show today.
Joe.
Appreciate it very, very much. Let's do it again tomorrow. Al, I love you. And thank you. Dean, thanks for running everything back and forth. My mommy, I'm sorry to ask you. Cara, good job as well. So Eileen said, she goes, I'm going to need somebody when I get older to put that thing around my neck that says I've fallen and I can't get up.
Oh,
so hopefully it's a few years away, you think, Albert?
Yeah, no. $10 a month. Can't beat it.
Linda, we have your presents. I'm saving them here in the studio. We'll open them when I get back. Hey, do me a favor, would you please? Thank you for listening to Make It a Great Day, because you deserve it.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
60 degrees at 9:59. I'm Al Catullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Two men are in the hospital, one with a gunshot wound following an apparent road rage incident in North Belmore. Police say around 11 on Tuesday, one of the men beat the other with a flashlight. The other man pulled a gun, fired a shot in his assailant's backside. Authorities are investigating. Charges expected to be filed. A wind advisory going into effect tonight for the Jersey Shore. The National Weather Service says gusts as high as 50 miles per hour could be blowing across Monmouth and Ocean counties tonight into tomorrow night. That could mean downed trees, downed power lines, and scattered power outages. Heavy rain and a thunderstorm are also possibilities for today. In sports, Yankees lost Game 3 of the ALCS 4-1 to the Astros. You now know what's going on. Have a great day, everyone. I'm Al Catullo, AM 970, The Answer.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.